The little girl spent the night in the hospital with contusions and abrasions. The cop, he suffered broken bones and contusions. The guy you see over my right shoulder here in a second in the slideshow, yeah, that guy. That guy is Christopher Middleton. He is a father of two with a baby on the way. Christopher Middleton is dead today, people. He is dead. Now, in addition to the little girl, Christopher Middleton also had a 6-year-old son, and as I mentioned, a baby on the way. The officer was off duty at the time of the incident. Go ahead and roll that footage.
Christopher Middleton, a 26-year-old Maywood father, is remembered tonight. His loved ones scrawl messages expressing their love and sorrow now that he's dead.
Chris was a great father. He was always helpful, never mad, always happy, with a smile on his face.
He was the father of 4-year-old Tania Middleton. Last night, Maywood police say the girl darted into the street as an off-duty Chicago police officer on his way home was riding his motorcycle on First Avenue. Authorities say the officer ditched his bike trying to avoid the girl, but the motorcycle clipped her anyway. The Middleton family says the girl was crossing the street with an 18-year-old cousin to join her parents at a nearby restaurant.
Her face was like skin, you know, so the skin is skinned off her side of her face. So she's in a lot of pain right now.
Once the girl was injured, relatives say her father and an 18-year-old relative went to help.
Of course a father would be upset, you know what I mean, at the initial reaction of seeing his child in this condition, and he confronted the guy, and, you know, they got into a confrontation.
Maywood police say the men attacked the 43-year-old police officer, an 8-year veteran on the force. Authorities say he identified himself as a police officer before firing the deadly shot, but that's in dispute.
He never let anyone know that he was an officer until after he shot him.
Middleton was transported to Loyola University Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead less than a half hour later. His family wants the officer to be held responsible for the shooting.
We just want justice to be served.
Now, this is a story that has many holes, leaving me with many questions. Because as you heard in the story, the officer who was off duty at the time was on his way home, and on his way home, he happened upon this little girl out in the street, and instead of swerving or turning the bike to avoid hitting her, he jumped off the bike, and the bike hit her anyway. He thought jumping off the bike would keep the bike from hitting her, so he jumped off the bike. He ditched the bike intentionally to avoid hitting her, but it hit her anyway. Listen to that. He jumped off the motorcycle to avoid hitting the girl. The bike hit her anyway. Why didn't he just swerve? Why didn't he just turn? Why didn't he do that? To avoid hitting the girl. He ditched the bike. I mean, I don't understand. How fast were you going that you couldn't just turn? How fast were you going you couldn't just swerve? You couldn't skid or do something? How fast were you really going that you had to jump off the bike, and in jumping off the bike, you didn't push the bike in any other direction? You kept it going at whatever speed you were going, directly, full tilt to this girl. But we're just saying he jumped off the bike to avoid hitting her, and it happened to circumstance, it hit her anyway. Now, you don't hear about any charges to the officer. No, you don't hear any charges about any reckless driving. You don't hear any charges about maybe he was under the influence at the time. We don't know. We don't hear any of those charges. You don't hear reckless not voluntary manslaughter because he didn't kill the girl. But some kind of punishment, a penalization for hitting a girl with a motorcycle. You don't hear of any kind of punishment. You don't hear him speaking about that. We focus on the fact that, okay, the father, like any father would, pissed off that somebody hit their child, come running out and seeing blood red and seeing nothing but rage, is going to come out in exact rage. He's going to let his wrath out. And then we have a story of the guy who jumped in. They're charging him in connection with the fight. They're charging him with, let's see, what is it again? He's facing charges of aggravated assault on a police officer, according to WLS-TV. And his name is John Pasley of Bellwood, Illinois. Now, again, the Chicago cop intentionally ditched his motorcycle Saturday night in Maywood when he saw a 4-year-old, Tanaya Middleton, suddenly run into his path. The bike skidded and slammed into Tanaya and Pasley, her 18-year-old cousin. The little girl was not seriously hurt. Officers, his bike skidded and slammed into two people. You just hear about the little girl because, you know, it's more sensational and stuff in the news, but two people. And you mean, and then the guy, John Pasley, is the one helping the father beat up on the cop. Hello? Well, you hit me with your bike too. You hit me with that bike too. That's vehicular assault. But once again, you don't hear the officer being charged with anything. You don't hear anything about that. We're placing all the blame on Christopher Middleton, John Pasley, and the little girl just having to be caught in a crossfire, so to speak. That officer is not having to take any responsibility for his questionable decision making. Questionable decision making. Because once again, what were the weather conditions like? How fast were you going down that road? Why did you have to jump off the bike? And you say you jumped off to avoid hitting her. You jumped off so you avoid hitting her, but the bike can still hit her? Is that what you meant? Or to avoid hitting her altogether, whether it's by you or the bike? Questions that need to be asked. Why are we not questioning the cop? Is it because he's a cop? Have we afforded cops too much comfort and protection already as it is? They are not above the law. But right now, Christopher Middleton is below it. All because he was being a dad. He was being a father. And the cop doesn't even get it, not even a slap on the wrist. You won't hear about that. You won't hear about how he was operating a motorcycle. You won't hear about that at all. Shame. That little girl is going to grow up without her dad. Why? Because a cop hit her. They're going to say, oh, because of the dad's reaction to what the cop did. Well, yes, it's the reaction to what the cop did. But if the cop didn't do anything in the first place, he would not have anything to react to. So, as like I said, because of the questionable decision-making of this officer who was off duty at the time, Tanaya Middleton's dad is dead. Now, there's question about whether he identified himself as an officer doing his ass-whooping. But he said he identified himself before. He said he identified himself before shooting Christopher Middleton. If they over here punching and kicking and beating his ass, how come they did not see a gun and pull it from him? If there's 2-on-1 struggling, how come y'all did not see this gun? I'm just asking questions. Just asking questions. But it's sad that another black man is gone because of a police officer. It's very sad. And even had he not jumped on that officer's ass, nothing would have been done to this officer. It would have just been a story of an unfortunate accident where an officer hit a girl with his motorcycle. A girl, and you notice they don't mention the black man that he hit with the motorcycle. They don't give a fuck about black men. I'll tell you that right now. They don't give a fuck about black men. Black men is not a story. Black man is nothing. They won't mention that. They bury that down in the bottom of the story that the bike also hit an 18-year-old black male. But as nobody gives a fuck about that. That's why it's buried down there. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. I'm done.